President Monson, a friend now of over 53 years, Elder Eyring, President Tingey, President Samuelson, President Bateman, the Board of Trustees and the faculty members, and all of you graduates and my brothers and sisters, I am simply overwhelmed and deeply grateful for your kindness and your consideration in finding me worthy to receive an honorary degree from the Brigham Young University. Please know that without the constant support of my dear wife, Barbara, who is with me, and all of my family that is here, this honor could not be given to me. It is a special pleasure for me to be with you, Pamela, as you have been honored with the presidential citation. This is a great lady and an admired friend, and I extend my congratulations to you. And for over 50 years, Dale Tingey and I and our wives have met in a study group. We served our missions at the same time. Dale, we love you and know that Jeanette and your family are surely proud of the work you continue to do. Congratulations, dear friend. My years of service on the Board of Trustees and as chairman of the Executive Committee of the Board were the most enlightening because I became much more familiar with the great work that is accomplished throughout the church education system. The blessings that come to our youth through participating in the seminary, the institute, the business college, and our universities are second to none in the whole world. It has been a revelation to me to see firsthand the exceptional education you graduates have received through the dedicated work of the administration and the highly qualified and talented faculty. You're so blessed to have had the privilege of receiving your education at a university where the environment is based upon the doctrines, principles, values, and practices of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. To study among students who are primarily Latter-day Saints, who accept and strive to live the school's honor code, is a unique and special privilege. It is my feeling that you graduates may not fully understand or appreciate the privilege that has been yours to be educated here until you're tested in this world that seems to be getting progressively more challenging and difficult. Then you will come to know that the strengthening of your testimonies of the gospel truths may well be the most important part of the education you received here at BYU. How grateful we must all be to our Heavenly Father and to His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for restoring the fullness of the gospel once again to the earth through the prophet Joseph Smith. I trust that each one of you also appreciate the outstanding leadership of President Bateman and his good wife, Marilyn. President Monson is given us an opportunity to express our love to them, but I'd like to say to you graduates and the faculty and the administration, in my lifetime, I've had the privilege to know great leaders of industry, government, and education. I can assure you that President Bateman has led BYU with unusual skill and remarkable vision. He has seen the future of education and has led the university to the cutting edge of excellence. Thank you, President, for all you and Marilyn have done here at the Brigham Young University. Now, those students who will come after you graduates will also be blessed with a president and his wife who will lead this great university on its pursuit of excellence. President Samuelson and his wife, Sharon, are wonderful people that the faculty and the staff and the students will find easy to love and to follow. President Samuelson and I have worked very closely together for many years. I know him very well, and I assure you that the university will be in very good hands. Now, for a few minutes, I would like to talk to you about some of my experiences in life. This year, I'll be 75 years old, and I've learned a few things in the school of hard knocks. When I was the age of most of you, I attended the University of Utah. I had returned from my mission in England, where I had learned in some wonderful and special ways that the church is true, that Jesus truly is the Christ, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. Those lessons were and still are among the very most important I've ever learned in my life. At the conclusion of my mission, I promised the Lord that whatever else happened to me in life, I would always be willing to accept any call to serve from those who would preside over me in the church. I'm happy that I can report to you that I've kept that promise. I've served in many capacities, from a teacher of children to a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As I look back on all of these years of church service, I'm grateful that I kept the promise that I had made with the Lord 53 years ago. May I suggest to each of you graduates that you consider making a similar promise if you've not already done so? I can assure you that if you will keep your promise to accept any call that comes to you to serve the Lord, great joy, peace, satisfaction, and happiness will also be yours. I'm often asked by young church members, what do I have to do to be prepared to serve the Lord in the church? My simple answer is this: learn to focus your life on the things that matter most. I offer that same counsel to each of you on your day of graduation. Do not allow anything to preempt your focus on the eternal plan of happiness that our Heavenly Father has prepared for His faithful children. Participating in the great plan of happiness is best accomplished in our lives by making and keeping covenants with God. Through service and devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ, our testimonies grow. And through solid testimonies, we can stay focused on the things that really matter. This effort to stay focused has served me well, as I assure you, the same will be true in your lives. I have learned along the way a few things that might be helpful to you. Be wise and careful in the decisions that you make. Seek constantly and strive to live worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Spirit will work with you and will help you to know what you should do and what you should not do. I learned a very important lesson when I was your age. Upon my return from my mission, I took up selling cars at Ballard Motor Company as part of the part-time work while I attended the university. I worked hard, and I became quite successful. I was taking many classes in business and knew that as a part-time salesman, I was earning considerably more money than the professors that were teaching me in the business school. So I said to myself, if I quit school and put full-time effort into sales, I could really become financially secure. Big mistake. I only had 1 year left to graduate, and making that decision, I lost my focus on what matters most. For many years, I have wished that I had graduated. Now, in my business career, I don't believe a degree would have affected my capacity to earn, but the fact that I would have held a degree over these many years would have been a wise thing for me to have accomplished. So, I congratulate each one of you on your day of graduation from Brigham Young University. Now, in the automobile business, the manufacturers of different model automobiles have a lot of skill in attracting young businessmen to become dealers for their line of automobiles. In 1958, I was approached by Ford Motor Company to introduce to Salt Lake City a brand new line of cars. This line of cars was to be the best that Ford Motor had ever built because it would carry the name of Henry Ford Jr.'s father, who was then president of Ford. His father's name was Edsel Ford, who was also the son of Henry Ford Sr. Well, some of you already know the story because I've shared it from time to time. I made the serious mistake of signing the Edsel franchise. Now, I hope that doesn't destroy your faith and confidence in the Quorum of the Twelve that you have speaking to you this afternoon, the first and only Edsel dealer in the entire state of Utah. But this is interesting. From the minute I saw the new line of automobiles, I had the impression, don't sign the franchise. That was the Spirit whispering to me, don't do this. Then following that experience came the great pressure from Ford Motor Company with all of their skill and expertise to get me to sign the franchise, which finally I did. In just 1 year, Ford Motor Company and its dealers lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Now that was real money in 1958. The result of that, not following the prompting of the Spirit, was that my loss took our company very close to the brink of bankruptcy. With hard work, support of good partners, diligence, maintaining unquestionable integrity and honesty, we somehow survived and continued in business. Now, the lesson for you to learn from this personal experience is to listen to the promptings of the Spirit, for it will guide you in what you should or you should not do as you make decisions in your personal and spiritual life. When I was not yet 30 years of age, I was called to be the bishop of my ward. One of the members of my ward was a wonderful elderly widow who was living with her daughter's family at the time. I had a special relationship with this dear widow. One evening in the winter time, I had left the bishop's office and was on my way home. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I had a strong impression to go visit my special friend. I looked at my watch and said to myself, it's too late. It's snowing. I'll go see her first thing in the morning. I went in and went to bed. As you can suspect, I had a hard time going to sleep. Early the next morning, I went to see this dear sister. Her daughter came to the door, and I could see that she'd been crying. She greeted me with these words, "Oh, Bishop, thank you for coming. Mother passed away 2 hours ago." Now, can you see this picture? Here I am on the doorstep, and of all people in my ward who deserve to have her bishop hold her hand, give her a blessing of peace and comfort, was this dear sister. I missed that opportunity because I didn't listen. I reasoned away this strong prompting from the Spirit. Now, you graduates, I share these two examples of not responding to the prompting of the Spirit because they have taught me to pay attention to the Spirit and to respond now without argument. Learn to know when you're being prompted to do something. It may be a simple, small thing like sending a note to someone or making a phone call to someone in need. Learning this will serve you well all the days of your life. Now, on the other hand, I could share with you hundreds of powerful, spiritual experiences that have come into my life as a result of responding to spiritual promptings. I now know what the Lord wants me to do. I cannot count the times I've visited the sick or those who are in need, not because they called upon me, but because the Spirit directed me to go to them. Now, my dear young friends, this same blessing can be yours in your church callings and in your personal lives. You will receive promptings. And from my point of view, there is no education more important than learning to know and respond to the prompting of the Spirit. Stay worthy and live for the companionship of the Spirit. Now, just one other important thing for you to learn is to exercise good judgment in every decision you will make in life. I know of no attribute that is more sought after and appreciated in the world and in the church than the ability to use good judgment and common sense in making decisions. To know how to exercise good judgment, you must become a good listener. Be slow to judge, but quick to seek to know all of the facts. The fully educated person, in my judgment, is one who has developed this ability to understand real issues and apply sound judgment in seeking right solutions. By developing this skill, you'll be sought after as a leader in your profession. You'll be a better eternal companion, a better father or a mother, and you will be a better church leader. May God bless you, graduates, as you now go into the world, that you will stay focused on what matters most, that you will seek the influence of the Spirit, and that you'll exercise good judgment in your lives. Add these things to the formal education you have received here at Brigham Young University, and your life will be filled with many more accomplishments and personal satisfaction in knowing you have made a difference during your lifetime. I conclude as I began. I'm deeply grateful for this honor to be given a doctorate of Christian service from this great university. I will strive to live worthy of it. I leave you my testimony that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith is his prophet, that the church is true. May the Lord bless each of you now and always, is my humble prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.